Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You phony cause your style's baloney, but that rock's no filler. Ain't a girl in Cielo putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I utter nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steelo got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, I alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style short but cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit to pluck it. You're stuck in, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard I'm knocking out your toothless. A teacher, believe this shit, butthead just get played out like Beavis. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murderer.
Messed up. brother got me twisted up in prison, I miss you. Crying, looking at my nieces and my nephews pissing. They say don't let this cool world get you. Kinda suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's ripping. Rip the cap off the bottom, I take a sip and see tomorrow. Gotta make it if I have to beg a bottle. Beating love letters late night, locked down and quiet. Your brothers don't receive they mail, best believe we ride. Eating Jack Mack, staring at the walls, sorry. Inside this cage where it's captured all my ways and bonds. In time I learned a few lessons, never fall for riches. Apologies to my true sisters, far from bitches. Help me raise my black nation, reparations to do. It's true, caught up in this world, I took advantage of you. So tell the babies how I love them, precious boys and girls, born black in this white man's world. And all the other ones. To my homie's head, died in his vest. Shot him to death and left him bleeding for his family to see. I passed the casket, gently ask him if it happened for Jesus. My homeboy's doing life, baby mama be stressing. Shedding tears when her son finally asked that question. Where my daddy at? Mama, why we live so poor? Why you crying? Heard you late night to my bedroom door. Now do you love me, mama? Why they keep on calling me nigga? Get my weight up with my hate and pay him back when I'm bigger. Still ducking in his jail cell, missing my block. Hearing brothers screaming all night, wishing they stopped. Proud to be black, but while we act like we don't love ourselves. So look around, just suck, check your sense. Know what it means to be black, whether a man or girl, we still struggling in this white man's world.
We must fight for brotherhood.
And I'm thinking of an eye. My time away just made perfection. Cause I think I die. Not going wild, why should I care? Like we're holding on to lost love that's no longer there. Can you please help me? God bless me, please keep my seeds healthy. Making all my enemies bleed while my G's wealthy. Hoping they bury me with ammunition, weed and shells. Just in case they trip in heaven, ain't no G's in hell. Sister, sorry for the pain that I caused your heart. I know I'll change if you help me, but don't fall apart. Rest in peace to Lil Dasha, Lil Yummy and Kato. Too much for the cold world to take, ended up being fatal. Every woman in America, especially black, bear with me, can't you see that we under attack? I never meant to cause drama to my sister and mama. But we make it to a better time in this white man's world.
You're out of touch with reality. A few of you in a few smoke-filled rooms calling that the mainstream, while the masses of the people, white and black, red, yellow, and brown, poor and vulnerable, are suffering in this nation.
Never that. And it's white man's world. They can't stop us. We've been here all this time.
Ding all the real OGs, yeah.
The seal and the Constitution reflect the thinking of the founding fathers that this was to be a nation by white people and for white people. Native Americans, blacks, and all other non-white people were to be the burden bearers for the real citizens. citizens of this nation.
But that's all right, because we said even before this happened, and we're going to say it after this, and after I'm locked up, and after everybody's locked up, that you can jail revolutionaries, but you can't jail a revolution.
Right.
Nothing's more important than stopping fascism, because fascism will stop us all.
Back when I was young, I knew this shit would come. Black dreams, a blank canvas, paint the picture with some mud. Trees wash up the system, sanitize our brothers. Black cars, black clothes, black make everything glow. Black homes, black stores, we need all this black owned. Uncle Tom, Susie Dan's, better take them back home. Revolution, real shit, if you scared to stay at home. Real, recognize real, all that fake shit don't condone. And we posted at the half the house. Now we ain't leaving this bitch, let's be in handcuffs and shackles. They know the people shut shit down, so they don't wanna battle. It's free of all and fuck the law, they labeled all felons for nothing. If we gon' die, then we gon' all fall for something. I told my niggas we gon' all fall. Just understand it, money made to manage. Turn ourselves against us, separate and make them hold standards. Better take your temperature when you speak. Carrying power to the people, make them stand down. My city home to a lot of broken homes. What the fuck is going on? We need structure. They locked up the ones that lead us on, trying to take away the throne. Hop up on the track, I bring that shit back. I'm from where that loose lip talking to get your shit snapped. Grew up with a vision in the book, write about what I saw. Dodging these prisons and closed casts because I'm black. And we got in the glow from the seas to the flow. Nigga, watch me grow. Third I move away, then I roll. Got it in my mind, so I'ma do it. I can't waste no time, can't let them devils outdo me. Ever since school, man, them teachers try to school me. Ever since the JIT, every time I get up in the stool, I'm making hits. Ever since the JIT, I knew that I was gonna be rich. When I fumbled with that ball, I had to pick it up. I ain't even trip, I'm from the trenches. Cargoed on my back, another victim. I'ma go out blasting before they get me. And I forgot to mention that my brother's coming with me for a semi. We do more than talk on instrumentals. We get up and get it known around the city for some victory. Yes, we did it. No television, it's the real image. I'll go back third act cause I got a different vision. And I'ma fuck the flow up. I'ma hop up on the track and fuck the flow up. I've been rapping for the world, they need to know us. I'ma stand up for my people, stand up for the world. I'ma stand up for my people where we come from. Then that nigga hitting every note, let it go. Step up out the water, I'm a boat. And everything I wrote is black rope. Everything I own is black owned, nigga.
Like we always did, if you actually make the business at the age of 20, and you say, I don't want to make that commitment on this because for the simple reason that I'm too young and that I want to live a little bit longer. What you did, you did already.
Let me say it in the spirit of liberation. I've been gone for a little while. At least my body's been gone. You ain't got to see after me. At least my body's been gone for a little while. But I'm back now, and I believe that I'm back to stay. I believe that I'm born to do my job, and I believe that I was born not to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm gonna die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm gonna die from slipping on a piece of ice. I don't believe I'm gonna die because I got a bad heart. I don't believe I'm gonna die because of lung cancer. I believe that I'm going to be able to die what I was in the thing that I was born for. I believe that I'm going to be able to die high off the people. I believe that I will be able to die as a revolutionary in the international revolutionary proletarian struggle. Why don't you live for the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?
Wake up, get a hold of your life, go get your cake up. The motto in the streets is you eat or you get ate up. Straight up, you're tired of waiting, go get your weight up. My people's tired of waiting for reparations to pay up. Screaming Jesus can save us. I get the Bentley if I save up, but that's just another trick to enslave us. Push the minimum wages, put our fathers up in them cages. Then watch how our mothers struggle to raise us. But my ambition won't let me live in this poor condition. That doesn't care about color, creed, or your religion. Priests, politicians, gotta listen to opposition. From opposition, we still ain't
ain't got a pot to piss in. From my position, we still ain't got a pot to piss in.
Allah said save the babies from the cold. Pour wisdom in their cups to the truth overflow. Still knowledge is the bread that keeps us well fed. Oh, time religion will not bring us satisfaction without action. Now who can disagree with me? God is not a mystery. There's nowhere in history that you can show and prove to me. But still you face each and I had to be religiously. I'm G.O.D. to infinity. For real.
The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it up, just you and me.
For reparation. The Bush administration, unequality, martial law, segregation, falsehood, false teaching, false education. Now it's time for us to come amongst this nation. They deceiving us, they don't believe in us. They believe in that cream like Julius Caesar. I'm like Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X with the heater. Ripping the chains of the remains of all of the leaders. Never worship an image of evil swine eaters. I'm on the back of the bus with two fine Zetas. We in the jungle of life, but never jungle fever. I'm God body all day long, spiritual life lesson that I recite the song, trying to wake up everybody, can we all get along? All my people that's out there persevering through the storm. Black fist, Staten Island, stand up, stand strong. Penetrate through the gate and bring the clan along.
Than ever. Thought we was chilling, striving change for the better. But it was a dream like Martin Luther. He had a vision that could move mountains, protect one another. That's words of my brother Malcolm. As-salamu alaykum wa alaykum as-salam. We want justice, police supposed to protect and serve. And then they shoot us down like wild animals. The nerve of them cold-hearted killers with blue suits playing our black youth. The earth cries from all the blood that's being spilled. We need a solution fast, it's a law bill. Let me educate them, translate it, meaning God's will. It goes all in together, together how we are. Stand with a plan, divided we down to fall. And that's the Willie Lynch tact that separated the mass and taught us all the things backwards.
Oh, she ain't gonna aim how she ain't being pushed. Oh, she ain't gonna do it.
The world won't get no better.
Until she know how it feels to lose a loved one. Motherfucker, rape that rape. lock the door. Ain't nobody leaving alive. At the end of the line, we gotta die. That's why we take it time on time. And the truth for truth. Do the business like they do us. Cock it back and shoot. Lock and load. Standing at the end of the road. Robbing loot. You ride for me, I ride for you. You disrespect our community when you come around. Listen, listen, black ministers. To calm us down, bitch. Fuck peace and the police. Until the bullshit cease. It's a war in the belly of the beast. A net turn around. I keep a finger on the fucking trigger. I ain't scared like these other niggas. Black life being lost to you cannibal types. Why you fighting over animal rights? You cannibal white. You got potatoes like they did, dude. And let them rot in the woods. Leave them sitting there for bird food. It's cold-blooded. Cause we can't get a fair shot. We getting 20 years for die rock. Three strikes, that's it for niggas and the watch though.
Look, I'ma say this shit one time and one time only. We ain't against all white people, but we are against all white people that's against us. Fuck all you motherfuckers.
Lock it up.
Fuck your damn selves. Fuck your major ass off. Fuck your chewing tobacco. Fuck your Confederate flag. Fuck your militia. Your shotguns in the back of your pickup. You cowherding some sheep fucking hunchback riding. Tell to break it down, you understand what I'm saying? You wanna race war? You got it. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Yeah. possess. Still from the ones without possessions, the methods I stress. To make it stop, study your lessons, don't settle for less. Even the genius asks questions, be grateful for blessings. Don't ever change, keep the essence of power is in the people and politics we address. Always do your best, don't let the pressure make you panic. And when you get stranded and things don't go the way you planned it, dreaming the riches, in a position of making a difference. Politicians and hypocrites, they don't wanna listen. If I'm insane, it's the fame made a proper change. It wasn't nothing like the game, it's just me against the world.
On the phone talking prices.
Hello?
25 is life's the mandatory minimum. My whole community gets treated like they're criminals. Crying and bitches getting motherfuckers hung. Gotta see out on the inside and everybody's strong. Mothers and fathers separated from their sons. Households are broken, you couldn't hold your tongue. If it's yours, say it's yours, take the case, do your time.
You was out here getting money from it, everything was fine.
Now you crying in your jail cell, stressing on the case. And the DA's at a nigga every other day. I can see it in your face, in the middle of your soul. You in question of your manhood, homie.
Keep it cold.
We don't talk to money, we don't make a peace bond. We don't trust in the judicial system, we shoot guns. We reside on the streets, we do battle in the hood. I was born in the G-code, embedded in my blood. We don't talk to money, we don't make a peace bond. We ain't trusting in the judicial system, we shoot guns. We reside on the streets, we don't battle in the hood. I was born in the G-code, embedded in my blood.
Bring him on, Brother Chairman, live and direct. Live and direct.
Right on, right on. Live and direct. Heads up, eyes over the fist, because y'all know what this is, how we do this. This is Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. coming to you live and direct, y'all. Another weekly episode of Free Them All Radio here, Intellectual Radio. Weekly episode, excuse me, weekly program of the Black Panther Party Cubs, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and Robert Allen, a.k.a. Blade of Rage. Let's get ready to make history. Excuse me, let's continue to make history, take history, and tape history. Y'all forgive me, I'm having some issues with them, but the StreamYard and YouTube Live, I think we're going to still be on YouTube because we are going through Intellectual Radio. Also, but I'm on Instagram with official Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. Also on Facebook Live, Fred Hampton. I'm going to be trying to get this YouTube Live going on, too, as we speak. Meantime, between time, y'all feel free to call Lynn or Cub in at 929-477-3785, then press 1. 929-477-3785, then press 1. Real talk, let's get locked and loaded, y'all. So again, forgive me, I'm not, I don't know what's going on with the thing, this laptop is rolling. I ain't gonna touch nothing else. I came close to beginning. But we, again, y'all can't catch us on Instagram Live. You can hear us on Blog Talk Radio. And we live and direct on Facebook. We got a few things moving and grooving. March 23rd, we, DuPage. We at the College DuPage, okay. Matter of fact, we don't have exact more details for you. 1 second. I think we can get this live stream. Y'all going to get a couple people calling in. I see you, my sister. I just seen you tap in, so you called in. Let me get this YouTube stream, y'all, whatever this is. You're really tripping with me today. Where's the Wi-Fi at? They triple us every day, so they don't triple us, and that's when we started getting kind of concerned. tapped in? That'd be good. Okay, almost. Let's bring this right on in. Y'all forgive me. Stream y'all. Okay, close. Okay, close. Okay. We're going to have a bus. I don't know if it's confirmed, so I don't want to throw it out there. March 23rd, leave from Maywood. March 23rd, what is it? That's Tuesday. That's Wednesday. Next Wednesday. And next Wednesday. Okay, hold on. Oh, forgive me one. Just let me try to bring this in. Okay. Okay, I'm doing something wrong. It's technology. Okay, I don't go on StreamYard. Okay, StreamYard. We're supposed to have YouTube Live. Okay. It's still breaking news. This is Smollett. They get the helicopter over the infamous Cook County Jail. They say he's said to be released out of Cook County Jail as we speak. Okay. Let's stream y'all that. Okay, you know what? I'm going to use. Let's try this one out. There we go. Okay. Now we let it go. Now we let. Okay. All one set. Y'all see we got, okay, something we have other topics you want to discuss also. I'm going to get some of these more details about this event going on. So y'all help me out. The flyer is posted on my page, on my Facebook page. So I'm going to need y'all to tag team with me, with us, and give us more details about this event. Then me and my comrade Cool and Jerry will be speaking at March 23rd. It's actually a three-day event. The thing we've been pushing real heavy. The movement continues. Yes, indeed. Day the 16th. Y'all feel free to come on in and call in. What's going on? Ukraine, the gas prices, man, all that. Feel free. Let's go drink. Let's get some energy going. This coffee might be cold. I said, go on your trip. I'd have to deal with save your coffee and everything. You know what I'm saying? Coffee, go to Chrome, excess. Hey, with access. Free access. Google Chrome will like access. Yeah. Do I got to press this? Okay. Once Chrome access, websites will be able to access. I'm trying to turn it now. I guess I got a question. You know, when these computers, when these computers ask you, do you give a mission? They ask you, do you approve? Is that the police be asking you? Do you mind if they search your car? Really, ain't no question. So, comrade, give us a hands up. We got any callers in queue?
We got Brother Marcus in queue. Free Mall, welcome to Free Mall Radio.
Hello, Chairman. How you doing?
I'm well. Welcome to Free Mall Radio.
Yes, man. I wanted to talk about my sons, man. They're incarcerated right now.
If you can't call them.
I'm sorry. Say it again.
If you can't call them, bring us up to speed. You know what's going on. Bring us up to speed. With your son, you know who your son is. Case, what's going on? Bring us up to speed for the benefit of those, including myself, who are not familiar. What's going on? Bring us up to speed if you can.
Yes, yeah, it's Marlon Marlon King and Kamandre King.
Mm-hmm.
And man, they're out in Santa Rita right now, man. They're fighting a charge, man.
California.
You know what I'm
saying? Santa Rita, California.
Yeah, hold
on 1 second, brother. He took me out. He said, I have no sound here. 1 second. We don't want you talking.
Uh-huh.
People can't hear you. Hold on 1 second. I said, just, okay. Okay. 1 second. He said, no sound.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hold on 1 second. Mic working. Nope. Okay, what's going on here? I guess it's finally steps. Okay. My desk is working.
Okay, somebody need you to just take your hand at this for me. Going on the mic. You can't just bear with us for a couple of seconds. We want to make sure people can hear you.
No problem.
We're still live on Facebook, Instagram. I want to make sure all possible audiences can hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Let's try one more time. Okay. That's what we're going to do. Okay. Can y'all hear me now? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, no, not you, brother. Not you, brother. No, let's give it to you.
Okay.
We're on StreamYard. Can you let me know on StreamYard? And speech, you said no sound earlier. Can you hear me now? So I type in StreamYard that you can hear me on here. StreamYard. I call myself challenging the earlier sin. It is. Okay, one of those people in StreamYard, can you all... I'm not getting the response. So we are going. We got. I'm gonna take the numbers. Still no sound. Damn. It's still sound. I say no sound.
I'm still here.
I see where you. Okay, 1 minute. Let me get. Okay. Yeah, okay. Bear with us. Yeah, come out and come out. Mm-hmm. In broadcast. Y'all bet was just trying to make sure. Okay. StreamYard, am I being heard in StreamYard? Hold on. Let's go live. Okay, you are live. Those in StreamYard on YouTube live on StreamYard YouTube. Let me know if y'all can hear me now. Y'all let me know. Hope to be rolling. Let's take it from the top, Carlin. Let's take it from the top.
Yes.
Take it from the top. We'll talk. Okay, who you are? You all bring to speak with your son. What's going on with him? So we hope.
hoping that we don't hear you on this. Yeah. Okay, we locked and loaded.
Yeah, my name is Marcus Roberts, man. I'm from Vallejo, California. My son's was in charge of a little situation. I guess they've been in Santa Rita jail since how long? Since like November 24th, I think. About 4 months, man. They fighting. You know,
Santa Rita, that's the county. That's the county jail in California. For those, we got an international listener audience. We'll make sure they feel familiar with what you're talking about. Alameda County, correct?
Yes, sir.
Alameda County.
Yes, sir. Okay,
go ahead.
They got a court date coming up March 28th, man. And we had need, you know, just some support, man, because, you know, it's been all kind of, you know what I'm saying, kind of chaotic little things going on with, you know what I'm saying, with their attorneys, and, you know, we're trying to, you know, get, you know, trying to pay for attorneys, and it's just, you know what I'm saying, it's so much going on, man, you know, their attorneys, you know what I'm saying, really, you know, I haven't really been able to see them, and, you know, the jail's been, you know what I'm saying, kind of like, you know, playing around with, you know what I'm saying, with the, you know, the days to see the attorneys, and it's just a lot, man, and, you know, the charge that they're facing, man, is, you know, it's pretty serious. And that's why I asked, you know what I'm saying, if I can, you know, if anybody, you know what I'm saying, can reach out, you know what I'm saying, to me, you know, or to my family, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, see, you know, all the help, you know what I'm saying, we can receive, you know what I'm saying, right now, because, yeah, it's a crazy situation. Both of them is locked up, man. They've been locked up, man. What happened was, it was a situation with a youngster that, you know, that's from the Vallejo area. He was actually murdered out there in Oakland, California. He was a well-known rapper around the Bay Area. He was fairly shot by an ex-officer named Ursi Joyner. He was a former police officer for the Oakland PD a few years ago. But, you know, I haven't, you know, I seen the video, but, you know, I'm not in, you know, knowing, you know, what's going on, because, you know, I'm not, you know, into, you know what I'm saying, things like that. But, you know what I'm saying, at the same time, you know what I'm saying, I know, you know, with my sons, you know what I'm saying, they I know where they was at, and I know what they be doing, and, you know, that they wasn't, you know what I'm saying, really, you know what I mean, associated, you know what I'm saying, at that time with, you know what I'm saying, nobody, you know what I mean. So, you know, it's a lot of, you know what I'm saying, a lot of, you know what I'm saying, a lot of stuff that's going on, but, you know, we just need, you know what I'm saying, you know, the proper help, man. I'm trying to, you know, build up, you know what I'm saying, some funds so I get a lawyer right now, so, you know what I'm saying, they can just go in, you know what I'm saying, take care of this, because, you know what I'm saying, the charges they're getting charged with, man, and, you know, it's crazy. Everybody will have to watch the video, you know what I'm saying, to even see, you know what I'm saying, like, damn, you know what I'm saying, if it was, you know what I'm saying, your boys, you know what I'm saying, that's fucked up, you know what I'm saying, excuse my language, that's all messed up, but, yeah, I don't think, you know what I'm saying, it was, you know what I'm saying, was placed there, you know what I'm saying, you know, there's a lot of, you know what I'm saying, paperwork, you know what I'm saying, that's out, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, I guess it's, you know what I'm saying, some witnesses, you know what I'm saying, that wasn't really properly, you know what I'm saying, there at the situation, that's coming forward, giving away information. Man, I could go on about this, you know what I mean, but I really don't want to say too much, you know what I'm saying, over here, but, you know, I want to try to, you know what I'm saying, get as much support from, you know what I'm saying, from anybody can get a support to, I mean, support from. I looked into, you know, Seneca Science of imprisonment of the group. I looked into that, and I looked into a lot of different other things too, you know, and I'm wanting to try to get behind that as much as I could.
You mentioned the video. Is there something you recommend people look into also? That's more information in regards to the situation, the case that you're dealing with.
Yeah, yeah, man. The video, you can find that on KGO News Channel 7. You can find it on YouTube, man. If you Google, you know what I'm saying, their names, or, you know what I'm saying, the ex-officer name, which is Ercy Joyner. Spelled Ercy Joyner, spelled E-R-S-I-E J. The J is the last name, O-Y-N. E-R. If you Google his name, you know what I'm saying, it'll come up, man. And, man, the video, man, it's crazy, man, because, you know what I'm saying, that little dude was murdered. And he didn't, you know, in the video, it don't show, you know what I'm saying, no weapons being drawn. You know what I mean? And they didn't find no weapons on that little dude neither, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't know, you know what I'm saying, with the second, you know what I'm saying, the victim, you know what I'm saying, I don't know how his, you know what I'm saying, his condition is, because, like, he got popped up, too, as well. And,
for clarity, was it okay, the police had murdered? Okay, I kind of got a little confused. Okay, Okay, give me. Okay, they're locked up for the case. You mentioned about the police, Ercy. What role did he play? How does he fit into it?
So in the video, it shows a few young men walking up on this dude, and like, you know, like they was frisking, you know what I mean, and. You can see, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, probably like after like a 13 second, you know what I'm saying, run, I guess, you know what I'm saying, you know, the young dude that lost his life, you can see that, you know what I'm saying, he kinda like, you know what I'm saying, couldn't, you know, get what he wanted to get and was gonna run away. And as soon as he turned his back, you know what I'm saying, that's when that dude, Ercy Joyner, put out his weapon. And I guess, you know, thinking that it was a defensive, and shot this young man. Then I guess, you know what I'm saying, and I guess in the video, it shows that, you know what I'm saying, there's a second, you know what I'm saying, young man getting shot as well. Then, you know,
video shows the police shooting the guy, and they're trying your son, the other guy's being shot.
Yeah, man. There's another dude that got shot, man, and honest, my son's, none of my sons got shot. You know what I mean? They ain't never been shot. You know what I mean? And, you know, I don't know how, you know what I'm saying, you know, they're still going through this, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, even, you know what I'm saying, with my other son, you know what I'm saying, who they claim that got shot, he ain't get shot. He ain't never got shot, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, man, well, you know, you guys, you know what I'm saying, allow some people, you know what I'm saying, to come to you guys and give you guys some information that wasn't, you know what I'm saying, primary witnesses. You know, everybody know what a primary witness is. A primary witness. This is going to be
the primary. In regards to the court proceedings?
Preliminary hearing. But we're trying to, you know what I'm saying, we're kind of like trying to push it back, though, because it's so much, you know what I'm saying, like, you know. What we're trying to do that we're not able to do, you know what I'm saying? We want to get a, you know what I'm saying, a real attorney, because, you know what I'm saying, these other attorneys, you know what I'm saying, that is appointed to them, you know, I don't know where they at with it, you know what I mean? We haven't really, you know, met with them, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's kind of hard to get a hold of them, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we want to try to push it back, you know what I'm saying, and trying to get some more, you know what I'm saying, information, you know what I'm saying, on what's going on, because, you know, we're kind of like in a loop. You know, our, you know what I'm saying, our boys, you know what I'm saying, is gone. They locked up, and, you know, they know a little bit, but they don't know a whole bunch of everything. And, you know, they're in the boot as well. kind of, you know what I'm saying, figure out what's going on as well. And, you know, they kind of like, you know, they're down and, you know, trying to keep the spirits, you know what I'm saying, up and prayed up, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, they kind of like don't want to be there, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's like, you know, they're being held against their will, should I say.
Okay. You can the listeners. One of our listeners. It's with the audio. Our listeners, where they can go to, what social media sites they can go to, you know, follow up on the case, and you know, and the campaign about just what's your son's name again?
His name is one of them name is Marlon King, and then the other one name is Kamandra King.
Are you encouraging people to correspond with them also, or just the outside representative? Tell me, while they're locked up, are you encouraging people to correspond with them also while they're locked up in Santa Rita?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Yeah, man, definitely, you know what I'm saying? You know, anybody, you know what I'm saying, you know, that got the love, you know what I'm saying, that can reach out to them and, you know, write them and let them know that, you know what I'm saying, you know, they can call on them, you know what I'm saying, whenever. It's good, man, you know. Ain't nothing like that.
You have an ID number, jail ID number for him, and also the Santa Rita County jail address?
No, actually I don't, but what anybody can do is they can take my email address down, and I can provide that to them. You know, I just had to get that from my wife. I don't really, you know, memorize it, but my email address is QUESJROB@gmail.com. As well, I'm on Facebook. My name is Marcus Roberts. You spell my name MARCQUES. Yeah, and also I also want to mention I have a couple of buddies that I grew up with, man, that's incarcerated right now. They're spread out, man, but I just told them about the show today. It's about five or six, man. It's a lot of them, man. And I just told them about the show today. I just talked to one of them, man. And I played semi-pro football with this one dude, man. And I ain't seen him since like 2012. He had a real serious case, man. But I just was telling him, you know what I'm saying, you know, when you get out, man, you know, you got all these talents, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, you need to put these to use, you know, so you can put this on cars. You know about sports, man, you know what I'm saying, start putting this to use. You know what I'm saying? Get your wife, man, you know what I'm saying, and build this foundation so when you get out, you know what I'm saying, you already have, you know what I'm saying, a setup, you know what I mean? So I was telling you, man, you know, you need to go on, you know, Facebook, because you got Instagram, you got Facebook, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got little social media. I was telling you, man, go on Freedom Radio. And tap in with, you know what I'm saying, with the chairman, you know what I'm saying, Chairman Fred, man, and watch, you know what I'm saying, I come and watch the Judas and the Black Messiah, because, you know, I actually, you know what I'm saying, didn't really know too much until I watched that. I didn't know, you know what I'm saying, who was who. And I watched that, man. I watched that about five, six times, man. I just seen it about like last month. So I watched about six, you know, a few times, man. And I tell people about it, you know what I'm saying, because it's motivational. It's motivational. You know what I'm saying? This is what I've, you know what I'm saying, what I've been trying to do. I've been trying to do this in my city. I've been, you know what I'm saying, I've been a community activist in my community. I had a football program for the youngsters, the kids, man. I've been around kids, man. I sponsored, you know what I'm saying, over 45 kids to play, you know what I'm saying, football. I know a lot of, you know what I'm saying, other, you know what I'm saying, coaches as well in Burrell, man, you know what I'm saying, that's doing the same thing, man. So, you know, I've been a part of that, man. I just moved away last year, you know what I'm saying. I moved away and, you know, I had to get away from, you know what I'm saying, Burrell, man, because, you know, it sucked me in, man. I had to get away and see some other things, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, do other things and get my life together and, you know, raise my kids and, you know what I'm saying, and do the right thing. And, man, it's been good for me, man, you know what I'm saying. I'm actually, you know what I'm saying, I'm blessed right now, you know what I'm saying. I'm blessed, you know what I'm saying, but I'm just maintaining, you know what I'm saying, taking care of my kids, man, and trying, you know what I'm saying, be that, you know what I'm saying, that right man, you know what I'm saying, the righteous man, you know what I'm saying, for, you know what I'm saying, everybody, You know what I mean? Especially, you know what I'm saying, while we're going through this right now as well. I got another son that's actually, you know what I'm saying, that's incarcerated too, but he'll be getting out, you know what I'm saying, soon, this April. You know, his name is Marquez King as well. It's my stepson. I've been around him for, you know what I'm saying, all of them for at least like about 14 years now. So, you know what I'm saying, I watch him come up, man, and, you know, they, you know, was always active, you know what I'm saying, in sports, man. But, you know, that Valel, that sucked your hand. And it got worse, you know what I'm saying, over time, you know what I'm saying. Once the, you know what I'm saying, that drill music came out, you know, everybody, you know what I'm saying, wanted, you know, to be like, you know what I'm saying, like, everybody wanted to be, you know what I'm saying, you know, on that drill music and stuff like that. But, yeah, man, you know, I got some good young men, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, they wishing for their second, you know, they second chance, man, so. You know, they can, you know what I'm saying, can, you know, do it over and do it the right way.
Well, I got a few people on Facebook and Instagram asking how they, okay, so again, give us that contact again so people can, you know what I'm saying, just keep us up to, and give us your coordinate one more time if you can.
Yes, sir. Yeah, my name is Marcus Roberts, and I'm on Facebook, man. Their court date is going to be March 28th in Alameda, if I'm not mistaken, Alameda County. You can Google their name is Marlon King, and you got Kamandre King. They also were in there with another young dude. His name is Jalon. I think it's Jalon something. Jalon Howes. I don't know the little dude last name, but I know him though. You know. I know him in face, whatever, but my name is Marcus Roberts. My Facebook is under my name. Also, you can also email me if you want to, you know, get in contact with the boys at QUESJROB@gmail.com. You know, everybody's still listening. I want to give a shout out too, man. I was telling the chairman about a young guy I play semi-pro football with. His name is Anthony Bradley. Dude, you know what I'm saying, got his head on straight. I also want to give a shout out to Ricky. You know what I'm saying, Ricky McLeod, man, good friend of mine. Tyree, Marcus Nickelberry. Man, who else want it? Man, there's so many young dudes, man, that's gone right now that, you know, should be home, man. Wanted to give them shout-outs, man. If I didn't mention your name, you know what I'm saying, you know, man, it's good, man. D-Con, man, everybody, man, you know what I'm saying? It's, man, a whole list of people, man. I just, you know what I'm saying, just wish they was home. And I want to give a shout-out to them that's gone right now. A lot of them been gone for a while now, and... you know what I'm saying? They still human beings, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, everybody deserves a second chance.
Okay, right on.
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's a blessing, man. Thank you, Chairman, man. It's a blessing, man. Oh, my God. Oh, man, I've been hunting around, called everybody. I said, man, you know what I'm saying? Hey. Man, can you get a hold of, you know what I'm saying, the black Cubs, you know what I'm saying? Can you get a hold of the Cubs, you know what I'm saying? And they didn't know. They didn't know. You know what I'm saying? I had to watch, you know what I'm saying, the Jews and the Black Messiah, man.
Who you asking?
I got some OGs, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know, that got some knowledge, you know what I'm saying? And that was around, you know what I'm saying, back in the 70s and stuff like that, man. And, you know, But man, I asked Google. I Googled most of everything. I Googled it. You know what I'm saying? The China Young
said. What'd you ask Google?
Yeah, I said, look, I'm about to tell you right now. It's in my history right now. I'm going to tell you right now. I said, hold on. I'm going to tell you what I said. Well, first I said Fred Hampton Jr. I just seen that in there. I looked into moms too.
Nothing came up.
I talked to moms too, man. A lot of stuff came up, man. The wiki, you know what I'm saying? I did all that, man. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, I'm gonna tell you. Hold on, I'm not at home.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Fred Hampton Jr. All this come up, and see a lot of times people not familiar with me until he hit that ass. You know what I'm saying? I'm the Black Panther Party coach. We like the last call for alcohol. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I tell you, I was talking to this airline stewardess about a week or two ago, and she said she couldn't even watch the movie Judas and the Black Messiah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And really, it's you know what I'm saying? We got to be on front about this, you know what I'm saying, about how we, you know, struggle, it's a touchy subject, it's a painful subject, so a lot of times have to be right for people that, you know what I'm saying, that even, you know, some people still whisper our name, you know what I'm saying, one particular penitentiary or concentration camp, they give you 6 months added to your sentence for simply having a photograph of myself with Chairman Fred Hampton Senior. So you know, that'd be the issue a lot of times, you know, a lot of cases. I guess so social media.
That's crazy, man. But you know, but the movie was a good movie, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's been a lot of police brutality out there in Vallejo, man. I think over about 20 youngsters, man, got killed by the police out there in Vallejo, California, like the last 2 years. You know what I'm saying, man? But you know, I mean, that's been, you know what I'm saying, a big thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, once they get behind, you know what I'm saying, the badge, you know, they're kind of different. I went to school with this one officer, right? Yeah, I just want to, you know what I'm saying, put him on blast, man. He needs this shit, man, because he did me wrong, man. He did me wrong. You know what I'm saying? I went to school with this dude, man. We played football together, man. I cracked his ass in football. You know what I'm saying? And he had some type of vendetta against me, man. You know what I'm saying? For years. You know what I'm saying? So he finally, you know what I'm saying, you know, he finally seen me. Pulled me over, you know what I'm saying? I was actually walking when he, you know what I'm saying, when he pulled me up, when he pulled up on me and he arrested me, you know what I'm saying? He found some marijuana. It wasn't for sale or nothing. It was for personal use and was actually in a personal, you know what I'm saying, container. And he took me to jail, you know what I'm saying? I fought the case, you know what I'm saying? I beat it, you know what I'm saying, and they gave me a misdemeanor to probation. I mean, a misdemeanor, a felony misdemeanor? Yeah, felony misdemeanor, you know what I'm saying, behind it. I had a little court probation for 3 years, you know what I'm saying, they let me off, whatever. But, man, you know what I'm saying, this dude, you know what I'm saying, he just because he, you know what I'm saying, was an officer, he used his authority. And you know what I'm saying, that's what's wrong with this world, man. It's just so much, you know what I'm saying, a motherfucker gets some authority, they think they can just do whatever. That's the same thing with Joe Biden. With Joe Biden now, man. They get some authority. They think they can do whatever, man. And I'm against that, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be around with people with authority. I just have to actually at work. I go to work, you know what I'm saying? I go to work grave shift. And you know what I'm saying? I was on the line. I worked at an ice cream plant. I was on the line with, you know what I'm saying, some folks, you know what I'm saying, of the same color. But, you know what I'm saying, they think, you know what I'm saying, because they got some authority, they can just talk crazy to you. And, man, it just took me one time, you know what I'm saying, they talk crazy to me. I said, man, I got too much knowledge. I shouldn't be working under y'all. I should be working, you know what I'm saying, above y'all. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying, sit here, you know what I'm saying, just because you got authority, you know what I'm saying, to just take these orders from me. I'm not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? I got a, yeah, I got a multi-million dollar mob.
We're going to bring some other callers in, but feel free to keep us updated and keep us posted, brother, you know what I'm saying? And let people know, we hard to find. Freedom All Radio is here every Wednesday. Streets of our office, the Black Panther Party Club. I just left Oakland, California for 80th birthday celebration for Minister UEP News. So, you know, so we all know, you know what I'm saying? So just,
how can I join?
First step is send in 6 weeks of political education grants. These are Freedom All Radio. You can pull up past episodes on YouTube or Freedom All Radio. You know what I'm saying? You can give 6 different summations. Like pick any episode of Freedom All Radio. We do this similar to like at the Black Panther Party. I have to have 6 weeks of political education classes. We utilize this also as our political education. So you will write us. You will take each Freedom All Radio and give us a summation. What's your thoughts on it? You know, so what, you know, like for example, this show. What's your summation of it? At least, you know, 1 or 2 paragraphs. Then also a write up on why. What's your assessment of the Black Panther Party? What's your assessment of the Black Panther Party Cubs? Why, and also why would you like to serve? Then we go from there. We start talking about, you know, so you got to do a certain amount of time of Cub community service. No, a lot of people follow up before they get to that stage. So, but, you know, so the initial thing is, you know, because a lot of people say, I want to get out. And, like, you know, a lot of times people ask me, how many members do you have? I say, well, a lot of times it depends on how many people the police have murdered. But that's the initial criteria right there. Six Freedom All Radio assessments. And so again, with, your assessment with the Black Panther Party is get that to us. You can either mail it directly, it's snail mail, 804 South 17th Avenue. I think we have the Black Panther Party Club email back up too. Let me check and make sure. Get the contact from the who's on the phone on the board. And we take, make sure we email it to us the first thing and follow us there. So you know, follow up with us next Wednesday. Let us know you got those six different summations. That's the first thing. So after that, we'll take it from now.
Man, it's a blessing. Thank you, Chairman.
All right. No problem. Free them all. Power the people. We live and direct on Free them all Radio. Y'all forgive us. I'm not on YouTube live. I might be on international radio, but I'll deal with this situation here later on. But we're going to keep it moving and grooving. Y'all locked and loaded. Any more callers in Houston, comrade?
Free them all. Brother Jim, we got Sister Tashira. Free them all.
Right on. Welcome to Free them all Radio, Sister. Welcome to Free them all Radio.
Thank you. Thank you. I was just listening to the person that was speaking before me, and it really resonated with me hearing about what those men are going through in prison and how these unjust situations continue to happen to our people. You know, I'm here in Minnesota, you know, of course, the epicenter of where George Floyd was killed. And again, my name is Tashira Garraway. I also lost the father of my son here in Minnesota. His name was Justin Tigan, and he was brutally beat to death here in Minnesota and thrown inside of a trash dumpster in 2009. And his murder was swept under the rug. And so I've been out here just fighting, standing up for him. And he was my George Floyd. You know, there's been over 470 murders at the hand, almost 500 bodies at the hands of law enforcement here in the state of Minnesota in the last 20 years. And that's just not a number that I'm throwing out. It's literally, I have Communities United Against Police Brutality. That's an organization here that kind of helps investigate. It's a community group that helps investigate whenever law enfororcement takes a life, and they have that many families that have reported to them, you know, so that's almost 500 unsolved murders here in Minnesota in the last 20 years, but that's a lot of bodies, right? 500 may not seem like a lot, but it's a lot when it comes to that many human lives of Black and Indigenous and minority people. And that's just the ones that's reported. And we know that there's many other people who have not reported to that agency as well. So those are just the ones that reported to that particular agency. It's been almost 500. And I just think that it's horrific. I think that they're locking our men up for crimes they didn't commit, or they're locking them up for extended amounts of time, something they would give a white boy a slap on the wrist for. They will give our men, you know, 5 years for a little bag of weed, or, you know, just something ridiculous, you know, wherein a white boy will carry a bag of weed and get a slap on the wrist. You know, he'll get probation or something like that. And so I think from the prisons to the killing our men on the street, it's all a part of their oppression, right, and keeping a certain group of people under them. It's about white supremacy, about white people staying supreme to all other cultures, and that we, particularly Black people, that we stay at the bottom, right? They'll give Asians and the other cultures a little bit more of a chance. They're really in the same boat as us if they really think about it, but we have been mistreated the most. You know, we have been brutalized and crucified, you know, out of any other nationality. And but just living and watching, literally watching the police department along with the forensic pathologist, along with the BCA, that's the Bureau Criminal of Apprehension. Those are the people that are supposed to investigate police-involved murders. Watching all of those entities work together to literally cover up Justin Tigan, the father of my son's murder, let me know that they have a whole system behind them and that it's not just the police alone. It's literally, yeah, the police may be the ones that go out here and harass people, just like the young man was just saying about how the officer grew up and harassed him, right, and held a vendetta against him from school. But they have a whole system of people willing to back them up. And that is why it is so important and it is so vital that we back each other up. And that's where the hard part comes in at, is us understanding that we have people that really hate us. Like, that's really against all of us. If you're walking around with this brown skin, whether it's light, whether it's brown, whether it's dark, whatever, if you got this tint to your skin, okay, you got a group of people that hate, like for real, hate us. You know, and they are trying to literally wipe us. Not a game, and it's not a joke, and it's not nothing to play with. And it's time to be really serious about our fight. And it's time to be serious about coming together and sticking together and letting go of all these frivolous things that we can be angry at each other about as a culture. It's time to let that go, because we got people that's really killing our men, throwing them in dumpsters, putting knees in their necks to the point where they're screaming for their mother and urinating on themselves in the middle of the street on Memorial Day. You know what I'm saying? And people have to understand that the outcry that we've seen after George Floyd was not the result of only one man's life. You know, that was the result of people being oppressed. And then when we finally got to George Floyd, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. That was like the last straw out of the cup, you know. But this had been going on. There was hundreds of cover-ups here in the state of Minnesota, thousands around the United States, and we're tired. But the only way to really show that we're tired is to come together, stick together, fight together, let them know that they will not pin us against each other, stop hurting each other, you know, and really go after this system that is against all of us. So my heart goes out to that brother that spoke before me, and whatever I can do, I have an organization that's called Family Supporting Families Against Police Violence. So after Justin was murdered, I fought for him, and I was being stalked by the police. I was being followed because I was coming forward and just trying to get answers. His mother as well. His mother was followed. They sat outside her home, sat outside my home. They would wave at me, follow me with my son in the car, all these kind of things because we wanted answers.
Give his name again.
Like,
what year he was murdered?
Huh?
If you can, give his name again, and what year was he murdered?
His name was Justin Tigen, T-E-I-G-E-N, and his first name was Justin.
T-I-E-G-E-N? Yes.
Yep, Justin, T-E-I-G-E-N. He was 24 years old, and he was pulled over, and that ended deadly. It somehow ended up with him beat up bad and in a dumpster. And I will be honest, he did run from them. However, a week prior to that, they had beat him up for no reason, pulled him over. He drove a nice car, and they would repeatedly pull him over in this car. It had rims on it. And his stepfather, who was white, because he was biracial, and so his stepfather, who was white, would drive the exact same vehicle and in the same area and would never get pulled over. But for some reason, Justin always got pulled over. They thought that he sold drugs, but he was in college. He worked a job. He took care of me and his son. And it was just harassment all the time. And it was horrible, you know, for them to... A week before they killed him, St. Paul had got dismantled, St. Paul Police, the gang task unit, for pulling people over, minority people, and taking their money, taking their cars and all this type of stuff. And they had told him a week before that they were going to take his car and all this kind of stuff. And then we got his car out. We got an attorney. And 7 days later, we got him out. And 7 days later, he ended up getting pulled over and ended up dead in a dumpster. Beaten all over his body with dog bites on him, handcuffs marks on his wrist. And then when we tried to seek answers, his mother and I, that's when the harassment started. That's when I literally was 23 years old being stalked by the St. Paul police. And so I know what this is like. And I started helping other families that had lost loved ones at the hands of law enforcement as well. So for over 2 years, almost 3 years now, I have been providing support group meetings for families that have lost loved ones at the hands of police. I do rallies. I work with Dante Wright's family. I work with Orlando Castile's mother, Valerie. I work with Amir Lott's family, George Floyd's significant other, Courtney. So I work with a number of the cases that you've heard about. But I also work with...
I say there's a lot of people I've come in contact with, the unfortunate circumstances, you know, some unfortunate the people. I think we were in Minnesota at an event. Remember George Floyd event, but and you laid out... You did a phenomenal job laying out, you know, what happened to him, you know, to the brother. Again, this address is always open for you as well as other, you know, the people impacted by these cases, what we refer to as police terrorism. You know, so I do recall the event that day that I was going to meet you. But go ahead, I just want to throw that in there real quick. Go ahead and proceed, so go ahead.
Yes. Well, I appreciate you guys for, you know, having me this evening, because it is genocide, you know, for these people. And
exactly what it is.
That's why it's genocide, and it's is evil. You know, that epitome of evil, because there's no way to describe something like this. And I just really believe that they don't want our black men in the society. So if they cannot lock them up, they will just go ahead and kill them on the street, you know. And if they don't kill them on the street, then they will lock them up for an extended amount of time, or they will just walk in their homes or their family's home and shoot them like they did Amir Locke, shoot them while they're asleep on the couch, you know. And so at some point, we're, you know, the group that I work with, the families, we're fighting for legislation and all kinds of stuff to get these laws changed. But we're chucking away at this corruption. And I pray that God just continues to be with all of us and help us through this, and continue to expose them too. I think through the exposure, the truth is coming out, and it's the light is coming out on all of what they've been doing, because they've been doing all of what we see on the news with George Floyd and Dante Wright, and you know, they've been doing all of this stuff, right? But now the cameras are there on the phones. They can't cover it up the way they used to. We got social media. We got all these things that can back us up. I'm grateful. I'm willing to come and talk anytime. I'm probably going to hop off pretty soon, because I do have a support group meeting with the families tonight. We have a meeting every single week, sometimes 2-3 times a week, with all of our families, the bigger cases that you hear about, as well as the cases that you don't hear about. All of our families meet every single week, either over Zoom or in person. Tonight we have a Zoom meeting, but I'm very grateful to share Justin Tigan's story with you guys tonight. And we also have a piece of legislation that we are fighting for. It's House File 717 here in Minnesota. That's it's named after Justin.
Repeat that piece of legislation that you're working on.
Oh, it is House File 717, and it's here in the state of Minnesota. It's called the Justin Tigan's Law, and that law will allow, right now in the state of Minnesota, you only get 3 years to fight civilly for your loved one to get justice on a civil level. And this will allow, it will go from 3 years to 6 years, because families are mourning in that 3-year time that they give people. Families are hurting beyond words if their loved one was murdered by law enforcement. In addition to that, there's supposed to be quote-unquote investigations that actually turn out to be cover-ups, but they're doing their quote-unquote investigations, so that takes time. Families are mourning. Sometimes they are even being stalked and harassed by the police, so they may be afraid. All kinds of stuff is going on, but you look up throughout all of that, and you look up, and you ran out of your statute of limitation, which is your time limit. And so we took that from 3 years to 6 years, which I was fighting to have no statute of limitation at all, because if your loved one is murdered unjustly, you should be able to come forward at any time. However, they weren't, the legislators or whoever, people, they weren't really going for the no statute at all. And so we took it from, we doubled the time from 3 years to 6 years. So instead of families having just that short window, it's a little, 6 years still is a short window when your loved one is murdered unjustly at the hands of government officials, which is the police. But at least it's more time. So I fought just to get that, and I'm still fighting for it. We're trying to get it through the Senate, which is the Republicans, and then I already talked to the governor. He's willing to sign off on it if it makes it through the Senate. So this is what we're fighting for right now. And, again, my group is family. Oh, go ahead, my brother.
If it passes, would it be retroactive, or can it go back, like, you know what I'm saying, cases
yes.
that have heard before? Oh, it will be retroactive?
Yes, it will. So what will happen is that any family going forward, it will go from 3 years to 6 years, but there's also a 5-year window that any families that ran out of their statute, that they have 5 years. So say if it passes this session, right, it's 2022.
Right.
So they'll give up until 2027 a 5-year window for anyone who ran past their statute to be able to bring forward their case if they have substantial evidence to prove that their loved one was murdered unjustly. So it is retroactive, and it does give a longer time for any families going forward. And so that is now named, I fought for it also to be named after Justin, because that's what happened to our family. We ran out of the statute of limitation. We ran out. We were mourning so bad. I mean, he was found in a dumpster, brutally beat to death after he was pulled over by the St. Paul police.
You posted before, make sure you give us your social media contacts so people can follow up and, you know, follow up on the case more, in a more detailed way.
Yeah, if you guys could follow our page, it's Family Supporting Families Against Police Violence. We have a Facebook page, and I'll repeat that, Family Supporting Families Against Police Violence. And if you could like and follow that page, that's where we have a bunch of our events. For all of the families, so Dante Rides, for Lando's events, Justin Tigans, all of those events that we're doing here, you can catch the events. A lot of times we're going live from our events, so you can see a lot of. We just had a press conference today for Linnell Frazier, who was the uncle of Daniela Frazier, who recorded George Floyd being murdered. That video that went viral, that young lady, she was just a teenager. Her uncle just got ran over 8 months ago by the same Minneapolis Police Department, and they killed him. And so we just had a event for him today and his family. So we went live. So if you ever want to watch any of the live streams or any of that is on the page and learn about the different stories, you ever want to come to any events, you can also send messages off of that page. They go straight to our email. So if you press message, anything you want to add or any help that anyone needs, any families, you just send a message through that. And again, that is Family Supporting Families Against Police Violence. And then, you know, even if you want to make any type of donation to help with this work or, you know, help the families, the website is www.F as in Frank, S as in Sam, F as in Frank, A as in Apple, PV.com. So that's the first letter of each word in Family Support and Families Against Police Violence. You can also go to our website. So www.fsfapv.com is our website. And then we have an Instagram as well, which is FSFAPV, and a Facebook page. So, yeah, we would love any support, any feedback, but we are a group of families that have lost loved ones that are fighting together in unity, and it's the high-profile cases, the cases that you've never heard of, but we're all together, and we're fighting together in unity. Hello?
I'm going to meet you before.
Understand the importance of politicizing the gun. We be the ideological sons and daughters of the black cats. And we the ones who brought the days of the dark shades and alphas back. And we ain't got no problem with you praising the Lord if you wouldn't bring the spirit of Nat back. Who we be? We be the ones with rest records longer than the average cat's rap record. By no means, ain't no intentional shit. In fact is one of the signs of us being under attack. Therefore, these statistics are plainly mainly due to the state's attack. See, we the ones that don't get due credit until the state say it's safe to say it. In other words, a lot of y'all are showing some love after we long gone in the grave. But for now, many see it correct politically to only have the ability to speak in secrecy.
Okay, back live and direct, Mr. Chairman.
We're live, direct, y'all. Yep, I have a technical difficulty, really political difficulties, you know what I'm saying, y'all. I mean, you know, muted the YouTube out, phones dropping. You know, keep my head up, you know what I'm saying? And just, the spirit of liberation, we're going to keep on moving, y'all. Man, right on, right on. All the lines are always open, Brother Mark Clemens. I just see you tapped in. Always open for you, man. He's just going to just a small little just released from Cook County Jail. I was just saying, we just commented something about breaking news of the helicopter over the Cook County Jail, which is for those who are listening outside of Chicago, it's on 2600 South California. In fact, the largest county jail in the country. And this is the case. Justice Smollett was just taken into custody 2 days ago, 3 days ago, 2 days, 3 days ago. Now, forgive me, it's like one whole day nonstop. And we have seen this discussion might have been released, and Lamar Clemens has confirmed it. So we're going to go in the corner, get us a shot of water, and come back out swinging. We're going through a lot of, I see that the trees tapped in. Y'all forgive us, we're going through a lot of, we're among my system, I don't doubt. That's how we get this, man. We're going through a lot of technical, political difficulties today. The YouTube, they muted the sound, phones, the glass keep dropping. We're going to keep on moving and grooving. I'm going to touch down with y'all this weekend and see how we're going to follow up on this. This movie podcast movie talking about y'all feel again this is a first person Sergeant Dover I've seen a bit of free them all yes indeed battle fatigue real talk but if y'all are able to call in I think we got another 20 minutes on if you can't get in. If not, we'll go in that corner, get this shot of water, come back out soon for next week's episode. March 23rd, we're set to be at DuPage College. So, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Just keep watch the Save the Hampton House website for that. As well as other events that were coming up. It'll give me a breather tonight. What else?
Bring them all, Brother Chairman.
Bring them all, go ahead.
We have Demetrius. We have Demetrius on the line. Demetrius Brown, I'm sorry, on the line. Free them all.
Okay. Welcome
hey, free them all. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Chairman?
Yes, indeed. Free my radio. Yeah.
Hey. Thank you. This is my third time calling in. The last time it was at the end of the show. But I'm grateful to get to again today. I met your mother at the rally for what's that brother's name? Huey P. Newton on his birthday. What would have been his 80th birthday? Out at that beautiful statue that was put out there on Mandela Parkway here in Oakland. I met your mother out there. That blessed my day, man. To have that experience, witnessing her receiving an award, witnessing the painting. Hey, did you get that painting, man? Did you see the painting?
No, forgive me. It was given to mother. Who the painting was given to?
To your mom. She's supposed to bring. It's huge, just this big old painting, man. It's like 7 feet tall or something, 8 feet tall, big old painting.
I got there late. I think I sent you committee. I think it's still left. We may bring it back. I think it's sent to us. I didn't get to see. I got there late.
Okay. Yeah,
I was there, man.
That was amazing, man.
Yeah, I'm glad you managed to follow up on that. Yeah, We gotta see how we're gonna get that sent up here. We're gonna definitely get that put in the Hampton House Museum. Speaking of which, we're gonna be doing some major renovations. The weather has broke again, y'all. We're gonna get that dump truck pulled up on the side. I'm working on getting somebody to even film while we're doing the work out there, do a whole, that's gonna be a documentary in itself. I'm gonna be out there with my, you know, my khakis on. We're going to work, you know what I'm saying? We've been going to work. We just been, you know what I'm saying? Everything is, I mean, this pandemic, the weather, you name it, is really getting, you know, be touch and go. But Sonny the Sun came out today in Chicago, so we're going to be mobilizing with that. Man, real talk, man. Shout out, man. I'm on Facebook, too. I was talking Mark Clemens, Cassandra Greer, Dr. LaShawn Latrice, and some, they county jail on the weekends, but other than that, right there, addressing everything from the COVID, you name it, they on the ground, man, we on the ground, and I just appreciate them so much. We got some updates and some guys and some brothers being said they come out of isolation, but, you know, we never satisfied. We keep on fighting. Need y'all to just make sure y'all keep the pressure on the county jail. This is the largest county jail in the country. You know, a caller called in early and went to Santa Rita, you know, that's Alameda County. These places, that for those who are not familiar with this process, the jail, you detain before you send away to the prisons, you know what I'm saying? So we kind of get the largest county jail in the country. And
wow.
These forces have been out there today. I'm just getting updated right now as we speak. You know what I'm saying? Cassandra Grimm, Mark Clemens, Cassandra Grimm, for those not familiar. Early on, initially, we heard about the pandemic. Her husband, Nicholas Lee, was one of the initial, the third person, to be taken. You know, the state says the infamous Cook County jail, and she talked to him, for lack of better terms, blow by blow, about the other deaths and now people being, you know, for lack of better terms, murdered inside the Cook County jail. She's been, putting the pressure on them with others, and Dr. Sean, again, on the ground, consistently, you know, he just came back from Logan. Y'all look at their pages, Facebook pages, too. You know, sending supplies down at Logan. This is the women's camp. Why would they take water and tissue? Why would people on the outside have to bring in supplies to the jail, the water and tissue? Fifth, in a preface of a book called The Dragon, The Dragon Has Come, it talks about Field Marshal George Jackson as a quote. The quote goes something like this, I'm paraphrasing. You go to the prison to visit your loved ones. You go in the grass outside is green. You go inside the visiting rooms and the guards greet you nicely, so on and so forth. I keep on saying the quote. More of the story, it says, but the reality is your loved ones are being taken back. They're being degraded, dehumanized, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying, psychologically. And stuff you take for granted. Water, tissue, you know what I'm saying? As we said before, if the prisons, the county jail, were to apply humane society or pet rules to our people, it would be a revolutionary leap, you know what I'm saying? And then we definitely Mark Clemens, who's been on here a number of times and going to be on here some more times. historical, you talk about the case of the torture. It's in Chicago. You know, this happens all over the world, but people have been misinformed when you hear terms like torture. Think about, you know, across seas or even look back in the 1800s until in particular the 1980s under the infamous tenure of Lieutenant John Burge, who was a homegrown terrorist.
Wow.
You know that? He was trained. Wow. He was trained in Fort Benning, Georgia with the infamous black box, a little box put together, how, you know what I'm saying, to, in their words, to procure, no, they didn't say, they said a nice way, but procure confessions or whatever. And there are so many horror stories, you know what I'm saying. Mark Clemens is one of those who was able to, who survived, he did, but was tortured, And to, in fact, Amnesty International in London, they referred to this place as the House of Screams, and the screams were going were so loud from Demarre Clemens and countless of others that it was known that the third floor of the torture occurred, that the screams were so loud from these individuals that the paneling will fall down on the first floor. And again, this is in Chicago, and there are many of the players that are in place right now. So, you know what I'm saying? And to be able to come out and still be standing and to take our pain. You see, the people's pain reflects. People's pain reflects. You know, the deal is, you know what I'm saying? This system, hits us left, right, uppercuts, throws everything at us.
Mm-hmm.
So the deal is we got to, as chairman first, we got to get organized, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. And so, again, y'all, these names I'm throwing out, these are not just, historical figures from way back in the day. These are people, these historical figures are who are making history, taking history and taking
right.
it right out of the day, who you can find. You can,
right.
you know, brother called me earlier, said, I know how to find you. We have days, social media, all you know, type the names in, you know what I'm saying? And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, reach out to people. These are, on Rosa Sly Stone, everyday people, you know
everyday
what I'm
people.
You know, everyday situation, circumstance. We'll contact them, real talk. We live and direct, y'all. We on Freedom All Radio, making history, taking history, taping history. Give us any closing comments, my brother, what you call. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I just want to say I appreciate you, man. Everything you're doing, all the sacrifices that you continue to make and your family continues to make for the struggle. I'm grateful that all this information is out here. I'm learning a lot. I'm grateful that brother called in today and asked how you joined, you know, because I've been interested also, and that question was answered for me, so I got some work to do and review. I appreciated what that sister was saying about her group. Took some notes. And I definitely thought, I don't agree with that 6 years, the 3 years.
All those names I just threw out there to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got notes. I've been writing names and websites and stuff down right here. So yeah, I'm definitely gonna look up families supporting families against police violence from my notes on Facebook and website.
The deal is one of the unique dynamics about us is we're not just doing a whole bunch of what Chairman Fred would call intellectual masturbation. There's a whole bunch of talk, you know. So we are time theory into practice. So again, everything waiting for our one prisoner, one contact. I kind of got offended the other day. I was at an event, and my sister said, "What do y'all do?" And I was kind of, and I said, "Ooh, I'm gonna let some other forces handle this." I said, "Cause I said, man, it becomes a drain." You know what I'm saying? Cause, you know,
yeah. It becomes a drain.
Yeah, just bear with me for a minute.
Oh, okay, yeah.
There was a situation right now as we speak, right? Trying to get the stair and his wheelchair accessible at the house of Mother Comrade of Coon Jerry. And
sound like you need some electrical work there. I'm an electrician. When you were talking about the Hampton House, I wanted to offer to donate services, my hands.
Let me come. I'm not into no more bunch of talk. Let me come. I'm not into no more bunch of talk. I'm cut from a cloth, man. I think Nike stole that logo from us, man. Just do it. I'm not into
Just do it.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not in elected office. I don't do it. See, I'm coming from a car. We got a lot of youngsters on the street. If we got issues, I'm just handling it. I ain't no one to say what it is. I'm coming from a car from grammar school. You get a tour and catch one walking circles for 2-3 hours, and you know, who gonna switch? Man,
yeah.
We don't know what it is, man.
The dozen.
I'm coming from a
car. They want to play the dozen.
You know how to the girl like you, the guy you know, the notice side the desk, and check the mark who like who. Okay, what it is? Cause I don't know how long I got to be here.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So I don't know what I'm saying.
Do.
So I just we working on getting it done right now. But I'm saying deal is, man, Chairman Fritz, we got to move fast, got to move organized. Deal is what Lenin said, Lenin of the Russian Revolution said that what takes people 20 years to learn ordinary times and learn 2 years of revolutionary times. What takes people 20 years to learn ordinary times and learn 2 years of revolutionary times. And the reality is, you know what I'm saying, people become involved in struggle, become conscious one of three ways, inspiration, aspiration, or desperation. We are under attack every way you think of. I mean, even this technology right now, with this computer difficulty we're going through, and people say, are you paranoid?
Political challenges.
Dear, this here, man. You did this here, man. Everything, they don't, man, this stuff is, the politics is under attack. We have to get this stuff out, you know, so for upcoming generations, man, so it can become second nature to resist. Because a lot of times we come from a deficit.
Facts.
We come to late in the game about struggle.
Docile.
You got to be second, like,
right.
You got to be second nature, man. We got to come out this here, man. We got, again, hold on one second. Any more,
right.
Any more calls and cues to come back? Let me know if you need no calls and cues. And, okay, March 23rd, y'all, we'll keep y'all posted on that. We got to get our Black Panther Party Club website put up. I want I just seen Comrade Cool tap in. Let's follow through the process. Let's get that done. You got guests today. The Black Panther Party Club email, we want that. At least in the building, I see right on. Free them all. Love and respect. And I just want to just say, without the people, revolution is impossible. We thank the people, y'all. I'm saying again, the moves that we able to do, you know what I'm saying? I just, man, one for the people, it couldn't happen. Last night, I just wanted to take me a ride, just going to take a sit down, just break up, just sit down, catch my, you know, y'all see sometimes I go talk to Chairman Fred, the scene that he is. Let me go chop it up with Chairman Fred Jr. for a minute. Give me a breather for a minute. And I forgot just how our communities are so destabilized. I just want to take me a cigar. Just sit down for a minute. Man, I'm talking about just gunshots ringing everywhere you go, man. Ringing everywhere you go now. You know what I'm saying? And peace of mind. You know, just it's a battle for that. You know what I'm saying? But we want peace. As Chairman Fred say, you know what I'm saying? There's a price to pay for peace. You get a dead struggle, you get a dead win. We're going to continue to struggle for it, dog. But we recognize this situation we live in. That's Marvin Gaye said, this ain't living. Show body in the building. In the building. Yes, indeed. First, sometimes you want to jack. Okay, so you're okay, we got to do 6 weeks, please, education. See, even with the jackets and logos and all that, we want people to have to be able to distinguish the politics of the Cubs, the politics of the jackets. See, like, even people go back, the Panther pictures, Panther images sometimes saying, why did they have another jacket this era? Why did some people have a reaction, especially in the party, say, why did you get rid of the guns? Because Ministry of Pluto always said that what must be instilled is that the politics, because what made the party's gun, they run the pig's gun. So we want to politicize I get offended with some guys. I say, these film audios, these are not just vent sessions or talk sessions. Concerned that, but this is political education, you know what I'm saying? Because without the politics, we're nowhere. Because you know what I'm saying? Do you look at the type of stuff that people do without the direct counterinsurgency, the direct attack, you know what I'm saying? Man, when I say counterinsurgency, y'all know, McCall, I'm not, are you familiar with that term, COINTELPRO, counterinsurgency?
Oh, man.
McCall. Yes.
Am I here?
Hello?
You can hear me? Can you hear me?
I mean, with that term, COINTELPRO, counterinsurgency.
Uh-oh. Oh, man. Thing acting up.
See, might be on top what I'm talking about. I said, are you familiar with that term, COINTELPRO? You're not familiar with that term. Okay. You're not familiar with that term. I recommend that you check that out. I recommend you check that out.
Quid pro quo?
COINTELPRO.
Spell it for me, brother.
COINTELPRO. COINTELPRO.
Okay. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Okay. My aunt, Patricia Murray, I was asking, David Newton to ask you and your mother if you were familiar with her, particularly your mother. Patricia Murray died at 28 years old when I was four. I'm 45 now. She was the mascot in Chicago for the Black Panther Party. She posed for a photograph that was taken by a professional photographer. I don't have his name at the time right now, but there was this African furniture store on 71st Street, right a few blocks away from South Shore Drive, from the country club. And the owner of that African store who made handmade African furniture, he had her pose on a bed. She had on an African dress. She had a big old strong afro. And she had a spear. And she was in a warrior pose, ready to throw the spear. And that image was blown up into a big old poster. And for years and years and years and years, it was in the front of that store. And I just wanted to know if perhaps your mother might have some stories she might be able to share with me and our family that would, you know, paint her in a positive light.
I'm not familiar with the name of him, but we check around. You know, you may have sparked some memories with some people. Mind you, again, I'm to the Black Panther Party because I come on the scene in 1969. You know what I'm saying? I'm not familiar with. You put the call out. I guess you can check back next week since I'm familiar with him. Right on. So the,
okay.
Yeah, Jeff, the Chief Mali, yes indeed, Chairman Who, Arthur Wallace, the C number, the people in general, I call us free them all.
Mm.
We about to wind down. I think down to 1 minute. Y'all feel free to call in, Cub, in with us, y'all, and free them all. Radio live and direct. Make history. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history, y'all. Y'all tune in for another episode next Friday. I think we go. I hopefully. Just got locked in on Intellectual Radio on their YouTube page. We're gonna try to deal with these technical. We're gonna deal. If we can't deal, we're gonna at least expose them. You know what I'm saying? I tell you, we're gonna get some clarity right here about these technical difficulties we had. But in the meantime, between time and after that, y'all keep y'all heads up, y'all eyes open, y'all fists clenched. Again, if the weather is broke now, so ain't no excuse. But it's cold outside. You know, come on now and this here we get man. I know a lot of stuff can be done on social media. I have ain't nothing like that old-fashioned, hitting that pedal to the metal, that street, that man feet on the streets, feet hitting the ground. Ain't like that feeling. You know what I'm saying? So, again, y'all keep in tune with us. March 23rd, DuPage College. We keep y'all posted, man. Also, we're going to get that dump truck right there in the Hampton House. We're going to start cleaning out. Real talk. The clean house. Real talk. We're going to have a straighten up. Political colon cleanser, you know what I'm saying? Clean up, straighten up. Keep your heads up, eyes on the fifth place. So, Conway, give us something to take us out with. Free them all.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
stop everything.
And the band played on.
Fear factors, fear collectors,
all growing in the main population out of hand.